The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon. Bill Bunkley here. This is the Bill Bunkley Show live, and we have a telephone number just for you if you want to participate in today's multiple discussions. That number is 877-943-9673. Might want to put it in your contacts there so that whenever you hear of a topic you want to jump in on, you're not trying to find it. That call-in number is 877-943-9673. Not only good here locally around the state, but around the nation. That's a toll-free number. And so if you're listening on the internet, on podcast, or, we're not going to be here when the podcast, when you download that. But, of course, on our apps that we have for all of our platforms, we just invite you to just listen in however you can. Welcome to our friends that are on the Biz channel, those that are on our two answer stations, as well as those that are here on our Faith Talk stations. We have some breaking news we'll get to in just a moment, as President Trump has had a Rose Garden meeting, ceremony, if you will, to announce his immigration proposal. We'll get to that in just a moment, but I just wanted to take a moment and just thank the seniors at Idlewild Baptist Church. Once a month, the Joy Ministry for Seniors has a luncheon in Idlewild's Galleria, and today I was honored to speak, and I was talking about the topic of my discussion is A Bend in the Road. It's a discussion about my battle against cancer, against leukemia, and just absolutely blessed. Between 230-odd and 250 people were at lunch today, and several of the folks I've known for literally decades. But I just want to thank them for coming out and not only supporting the senior ministry, but to come out and let me share a little bit about my journey, where I've been, where we're going, how God has been a part of that, and I was just honored to be there today, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Cheryl, and thank you to Dr. Philip Haynes, and also Pastor Reno Zunz had some friends with us. Miss Tony, my wife, was there today as well, and so it's an honor. And so I'm available to just let you know that I'm sharing that story around here, around the local area, and around the state. And if your church, your ministry, or something that you have an organization where you meet, if you'd like to talk about me sharing that story and giving a word of encouragement about moving on, even in the midst of uncertainty, be glad to talk to you about that. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. We have some breaking news, and the president, it was about 2:33 o'clock, the president came to the Rose Garden and had a conversation with America about what is his vision and plans for changing immigration here in America. And this is the president's plan. Earlier today, Senator Lindsey Graham unveiled his plan. The Democrats in the Congress have their plan, so I'm going to review this, but I want to tell you that this is more fodder for the 2020 election than it is there's going to be any serious negotiation, any serious bipartisan agreement. because, as you know, the Democrats playing to their base has a much different perception of border politics than the president and to his base. They have, including me, a much different idea than those on the left. But nonetheless, the overhaul would, and by the way, I give a shout out to John Roberts as well as Adam Shaw with Fox News. This is just breaking in the last hour or so. But this bill would change how the U.S. allows people into our country, and it would absolutely turn upside down the system and flips it in order for the system of admissions to favor merit-based entry into the country rather than family times. Family ties, I should say. The president said, if adopted, our plan would transform America's immigration system into the pride of our nation and the envy of the modern world, Trump said from the Rose Garden. The proposal would judge immigrants with a points-based system that would favor high-skilled workers, and that would account for an immigrant's age, English proficiency, speaking English, education, and whether the applicant has a well-paying job offer. Currently, very interesting statistic here, only about 12% of immigrants are admitted based on employment and skills, while 66% are admitted based on family ties or family connections inside the U.S. And officials estimate that those numbers would flip to 57 and 33% respectively under President Trump's plan. Currently, 66% of legal immigrants come here based on random chance. Random chance. They're admitted solely because they have a relative in the U.S., and it doesn't really matter who that relative is, Trump said in the Rose Garden. He said the plan would help recruit, quote, quote, top talent. We discriminate against genius, Trump said, of our current policies. We discriminate against brilliance. We don't want anyone once we get this passed. He said we won't anymore, and that's not a full sentence, but the non-merit-based system that we are under now, it would not be functioning if passed. Now, this is going to be controversial. The average yearly wage of legal immigrants is approximately $43,000. White House officials said today that immigrants admitted based on education and skills would have an average income of $126,000, and they would expect the average yearly wage of all immigrants to rise to roughly $96,000. Now, I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot about that particular metric. The Democrats are going to really hop on the fact that someone cannot immigrate here unless they would say now they could prove they can make $126,000 a year and a job is waiting for them. Trump has long sought to end what he has called chain migration as part of his broader push to reform America's immigration laws and who is actually allowed to enter our country. He has also frequently called for the end of the visa lottery program, something his immigration plan seeks to do. It would be replaced by a new Build America visa, a program that would recognize extraordinary talent and people with professional and specialized vocations, including exceptional students. The plan does not deal with those already in the country illegally, including those who came to the country as children and were protected under Obama-era executive order. However, Trump said it closes loopholes so that gang members and criminals are inadmissible and would stop frivolous asylum claims. For criminals already here, we will ensure their swift deportation. Now, a few more aspects to this plan, but we will just give you this overview now so that you know exactly what we're dealing with in terms of what's going to be kicking off the next war. And believe me, starting tonight, there'll be another war because the Democrats have already come out and said that it's just a gimmick. And Chuck Schumer was out rejecting it earlier today before the president even delivered it. And that was to get their spin on certain media outlets early on before the president's remarks would be posting as well. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And as the days progress, it's just going to be the debate that goes back and forth on what to do with our borders. Clearly, the president thinks that this particular plan would resonate for a majority of people in our country. So we've got a great show lined up for you today. The Alabama governor makes her decision on the tough anti-abortion bill. We'll talk about that. And we also got a couple of other states that have moved very decisively into the pro-life column. Not that they've not been pro-life, but they're passing their own bills. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will have Alliance Defending Freedom's Tyson Langford. And the story that we postponed for yesterday for today is the story of Alliance Defending Freedom's defending of a college student who was sharing Jesus on open areas of the campus and was told by the college he could not do that. We'll talk about that First Amendment clash coming up with Tyson Langford, bottom of the hour. Then in the second hour, we've got Dr. Richard Heiss. And I know that we always have listeners on our program that are sort of listening to Radio Christian Ministries and considering maybe giving their life to Christ and considering the truths of the gospel. Well, Dr. Heiss has written a brand new book called Full Salvation that really digs down on the question of giving your life to Jesus Christ. So that will be in the second hour, and we'll have that as well. I remind you that we still are having our opportunity for you during each of our segments to be reminded that so many people have joined us to cover some ultrasounds for some women and young ladies right here in our listening area to be able to go and to get a free ultrasound if they have suspicions that they're pregnant. And they'll be able to go in free of charge. If they are pregnant, they'll be able to see their little boy or their little girl. They'll also get a chance to hear that heartbeat. And what's so encouraging is, and I keep reminding you about how important it is that you giving for just a few ultrasounds, the lives that you can change. Saul Pitchen with New Life Solutions told us a week, 10 days ago, and I was also previously aware of this statistic, that 9 out of 10 ultrasounds that women will take right here in our area, 9 out of 10 of those women will choose life. And through our crisis pregnancy centers, they'll get counseling not just about the baby, keeping the baby, but they're going to assist them with what they choose to do, whether it's keeping the baby, family member, or adoption. So at $28 an ultrasound, could you do one? Could you do five? Could you do 10? You know, one ultrasound is $28. That phone number to call to give is 833-850-2229. If you did five ultrasounds, that would be just a one-time gift of $140, and each of these gifts is totally tax-deductible, and 100% is going to go to the ultrasounds. That number is 833-850-2229. And if you want to do 10, knowing that 9 out of 10, good chance that you're helping 10 women to choose life, and who knows what those youngsters are going to do in the future, well, that'd be a one-time gift of $280. How much can you give this afternoon? Call now, 833-850-2229, 833-850-BABY. Please give. Coming up next, Alabama governor makes her decision on the anti-abortion bill.
Pregnant girls and women who see their babies in ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. That's why here at Faith Talk, we're asking you to partner with us in Preborn, a ministry that provides free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Your gift of just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth about the baby growing inside her. Call now, 833-850-2239. 833-850-BABY.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The fetal heartbeat bills, recently adopted in several states, are strategic efforts intended to provoke the attention of the United States Supreme Court to confront the logic of the Roe v. Wade decision. The passage of these bills has also provoked a very revealing public conversation. Notably, Christine Quinn, active in New York City politics over the years, said on CNN, "When a woman is pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. Whatever the inhabitant of the womb is, according to Christine Quinn, it's not a human being. Because if it were, pro-abortion advocates would then have to recognize the personhood of that being and recognize his or her rights. The only significant moral agent when it comes to those who are representing the pro-choice position is the woman. The baby simply doesn't exist." Well, Christine Quinn's horrifying comment has at least achieved one thing, moral clarity. And we should at least note that. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree. Apply by June 15th for fall classes.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You have to keep in mind how utterly repulsive and evil your fleshly desires really are. You have to hate those ungodly desires and see them for the wicked nature that's theirs.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
My sin was before me, I was swallowed by pride. But out of the darkness you brought me to your light. You showed me new mercy and opened up my eyes.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and that phone number is available for you right now, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, the governor of the great state of Alabama did not take long at all to decide what her decision would be in probably the most sweeping abortion bill to get this far and get this much recognition since the infamous Roe versus Wade decision. It is by far the toughest abortion bill in the country to become law. The governor, Kay Ivey, and she says she's going to be standing by the bill because she believes this is a very powerful statement on behalf of the people of Alabama, the deeply held belief in that state that every life is from God. And I'm going to give a shout out to CBN News that is providing me some of the basics here. This is going to be very interesting because this is probably the closest bill that we're going to see that lines up with Scripture. Because basically the only exceptions is health issues, mother, child. The controversial aspects of this is no exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest. CBN News reports, to the bill's many supporters, the governor said this legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. The bill makes abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable from 10 to 99 years or life in prison for an abortion provider. Again, no exceptions for rape or incest. only for the woman's health, being, and key word is serious risk. I don't know. I don't have the bill in front of me, but I probably suspect that serious risk is defined in the bill and very, very, very narrowly defined. That's just my hunch. Now, it's not to go in effect for 6 months, but I guarantee you the ACLU will be filing suit to block this bill from becoming law before the 6 months is up. And so that's not going to worry the folks in Alabama, because in that state, as well as we have and here in Florida, don't know if we have it as high as a percentage as I suggest it might be in Alabama, and that's very, very Orthodox Christians. Very, very, very close students and followers of the book. Because they have one goal in mind. They want their bill, this Alabamian bill, they want this bill, they know it's going to get challenged, and they're going to keep challenging the challengers all the way up to the Supreme Court. Because in Alabama, those that are pro-life and support this bill, they are hoping and praying that this is the bill that the justices will embrace to overthrow the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. They believe it's time for the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit this important matter, and they believe this act may bring about the best opportunity for this to occur. Do know that there are very, very, very Orthodox Christians, lawyers and others who work in the system, who are deeply concerned that anything that does not have rape and incest, which is not rape and incest, as tough as it sounds, would not line up with Scripture, but rape and incest by many, many dedicated Christians and those that are in the legal profession believe that for this to be overturned by the justices, rape and incest would have to at least be in the proposed legislation. Now, and I know that's going to even cause some dispute within, you know, our folks who have a Christian worldview. I just say that as that's discussed, do it in love. But the question is, there's going to be other bills from other states. So even as we speak, I just want to just bring you up to date that in Louisiana, they passed the heartbeat bill. Let me make sure they passed it, because this is just coming in this afternoon. Louisiana lawmakers back legislation to ban abortions after the child's heartbeat is detected. And Democratic Governor Bell Edwards, B-E-L Edwards, has indicated he will sign the bill into law if it passes. So it's still going through the motions, but we're going to keep an eye on that one. And then there was, what was the other state here? Let me see if I can remember which state that was. I had marked it up, but I'm not seeing it here in my notes. Let me just look one more time. That was the second state today that was reporting that they were moving ahead, and I think it was heartbeat. It could have been a pain bill, but I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking. And I'm not finding it. That's very frustrating when I have it set aside for our program. And I've got probably 20, 25 different bills or topics. And let me just see here. One more second. Do, 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 do. Nope. Well, anyway, we're going to be seeing a few more states weighing in for that. And so we'll keep you posted. So Alabama's on the board, and in terms of passing this state law, it will be challenged. But what a great backdrop. You know, Florida our legislature, let me strike that, our Senate really let us down by not getting the parental consent over the finish line. Quite frankly, I'm embarrassed. But you know what? I'm just so happy that you can stand in the gap where the Florida Senate didn't. $28, you can give an ultrasound, and you can save a life. How many ultrasounds could you give during the next segment? Call right now, 833-850-2229. Stand with us. Stand with Bill Bunkley. Stand with the Bill Bunkley Show. And stand for life and stand for the preborn ministry. 833-850-2229. I'll be back in just a moment. More of the Bill Bunkley Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's latest immigration proposal calls for a dramatic shift in the green card system. Speaking from the Rose Garden earlier today, the president says he wanted to recruit top talent to the nation as he unveiled his latest efforts to reform residency laws after years of setbacks and stalemates. A Missouri bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy is just one step away from going to Governor Mike Parson. The Republican-led Senate passed the legislation, and it now needs just a final vote from the Republican-led House. The Trump administration has pulled nearly $1 billion from the California high-speed rail project, saying the state had abandoned the original vision of that plan. Kentucky State Police say a 22-month-old boy has been found safe almost 3 days after disappearing from his rural Kentucky home in Floyd County. This is SRN News.
Kim was driving down the road right by the fourth hole. Someone yelled, "Four!" Golf ball hit her windshield. She wasn't worried. Her first thought was a new free windshield.
And cash on the spot.
She called 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
$100 cash back with comprehensive insurance.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. Salem Surround can help. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Sacrifice. When you have children, sacrifice just comes with the territory. You sacrifice a new club for a new baseball glove. You sacrifice a weekend getaway for a church missions trip. You sacrifice because you love your child and you want them to have every advantage. Let us help you lessen the sacrifice it takes to send your son or daughter to the finest Christian schools in Tampa Bay by half. That's right. When you go to ChristianTuitions.com, you'll find half-off tuition for some of our community's most reputable faith-based schools, ranging from preschool all the way to Bible college. And you won't have to sacrifice hours in the car either. Our partner schools are located throughout the Bay Area. Chances are, there's one near you. You want the best for your child. You're willing to sacrifice. And here at Faith Talk, AM 570 and 910, we're ready to help with half-price tuition to faith-based schools. Explore your options today at ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com.
Saturday mornings at 8, Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
And if I have to go into foreclosure, what are the implications of, since that house is not in my trust, can they attach a lien against the trust?
All right, well, the general answer is if you own it and you control it and it's all for your benefit, it's reachable by a creditor unless it's exempt.
Ask an Attorney, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. To be successful in football, you have to be able to read the plays. And to help children succeed, it's important that dads huddle up with their kids and read books. Research shows that reading together helps children develop their vocabulary, learn to think creatively, be better prepared for school, fall in love with reading, and, best of all, fall deeper in love with you.
For 5 ways to bond with your kids through reading, visit allprodad.com and start reading with them tonight.
Hey,
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Of course, the lines are open at 877-943-9673. Quick update. That second state that it's got a couple more committee stops, but Missouri is the second state. And right now, if you were listening during the last segment, they join Louisiana. Louisiana is getting ready to hopefully get close to passing the heartbeat bill. The Missouri bill would outlaw abortions after 8 weeks. Rape and incest is involved with that one, but that was the second state. As I mentioned, a lot is happening in the pro-life arena. Well, a lot is happening on our college campuses as well, and I tell you what, one of the bright and shining organizations, they've been on my show many, many times. We're talking about Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, and going to be talking today with Tyson Langhofer. He's actually, I would call him a specialist. He is senior counsel and director of the Center for Academic Freedom at ADF. And when you look at that, you know that he does a lot of cases that is dealing with not only First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and religious liberty, but we're talking about college campuses. And he has represented so many students and student organizations all around the country as they have been challenged for being able to, well, let's say, share Jesus on a college campus. And those religious free zones that sometimes these academic institutions try and place upon our religious and civil rights. And before joining the ADF, he was a partner with Stinson Leonard Street LLP, where he worked as a commercial litigation attorney for 15 years. Tyson Langhofer, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I saw this story like so many others. In fact, there's a couple of other cases you guys are defending, but I only do one every few days to try and get you on. But I saw the case that we have a young lad, and I will mention the college, Georgia Gwinnett College. This young lad goes to college. He's a follower of Jesus Christ. On his own time and in free areas on the campus, he was sharing Jesus. And somehow this particular college doesn't know what the First Amendment's all about, and they told him to halt. I'll let you pick it up from there.
Sure. So Chike Uzabunim, you know, he, as you said, he was a student at George Gwinnett College, but he also, you know, is a believer, and he believes that that God has called him to, you know, to share the gospel with those students around him on campus. And so during his off time, many times he would just go to campus, to the open areas of campus, and he would just share the gospel with students that were interested. And when he went there originally, they told him, well, you can't be here. You have to be in a speech zone. And he found out that his campus had a policy which limited students to speak in an area that was 0.00015% of the college campus. And it was only open 18% of the week. It was from 11 to 12, Monday through Friday.
And I bet you're going to tell me it's behind the trash cans, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought, you know, it could have said only on a full moon as well.
That's right. What a ridiculous thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable policy. So he says, okay, I'll follow your rules. So he actually makes a reservation for a specific time to go to the zone. He goes to the zone and he begins speaking to students, teaching. He's not using a megaphone or anything like that. He's just speaking with his regular voice. And about 5 minutes, a police officer approaches him and says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave because some students have complained, and they said that you're disturbing the peace and comfort of others. And, you know, frankly, I think the gospel does disturb.
Yeah, that's what it's designed to do.
It is designed to do that, right?
Yeah.
That we all were disturbed at one point when we found out that
we were
sinner and we needed a Savior, right?
Amen, Tom.
So they told him he had to leave, and they had a policy that literally said, if your speech disturbs the peace and comfort of others, they can stop you, and that then becomes disorderly conduct. So two times they removed him from the campus, or they stopped him from speaking on the campus solely because of this policy. And so Chike thankfully knew about ADF. He called us, and we challenged the policy. You know, so thankfully, after we filed a lawsuit, they actually modified the policy and removed the bad language that says, you know, this disturbing the peace and comfort of others, which is an unconstitutional speech code.
Mm-hmm.
But before they did so, one thing that was really disturbing was they actually filed a brief which argued that Chike's speech was unprotected because it was akin to fighting words. The gospel was akin to fighting words, and unprotected speech. Actually argued that in a federal court, which was unbelievable. And quickly, when we responded, they had to backtrack very quickly because they realized that was a pretty bad argument, to say the least.
Was that a first-year practicing lawyer who never was asleep when that was in law school?
That's
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It really is. It's very unfortunate that not only they defended it, but they defended it in that way. They've modified that, but unfortunately, the problem is that the college still is arguing, even though they modified the policy, they're still arguing that what they did to Chike was okay, that they had the authority under the Constitution to cordon his speech into this little area and then to stop him from speaking because others were uncomfortable. And because of that, we're still litigating this case. And we argued it earlier this week at the 11th Circuit on an issue related to that ongoing dispute.
Well, let me ask you this. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Tyson Langhofer is my guest today, senior counsel and director of the Center for Academic Freedom at the ADF. And this is a website that I really want you to kind of refer to, especially those of you who are very interested in free speech. Of everybody, but particularly for conservatives and those of faith, that's adflegal.com. That's adflegal.com. They are one of several, just a handful of organizations, but between all of them, they do this. They do such a yeoman's job. Now, Tyson, you're a guy that's gone up the ladder in education. You've got your license to practice law. Now, I thought that when you had college and universities, there was a day that there was an opportunity that, yes, you were going to class to learn the latest in education, but it was a place to share different ideas, to have disagreements, to be able to listen one to another. It just seems like today it is one speech and one speech only, and it's a dictatorial speech on so many campuses. How do you react to that statement?
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's very scary, not only for people of faith, but for people of even of people of no faith. It's scary because the universities, they still say that they're seeking truth, and the only way you seek truth is that everybody is able to weigh in, that we're able to debate big issues, and then that the best ideas come out on top. And what we're finding today more and more, and there is a prevailing an ever-growing ideology that speech is violence, and particularly they determine that is if we disagree with it, somehow it's violence, and that it's that I then get to react to you violently. And that's a very, very scary ideology because, really there's only two ways to make change in society, right? It's either through speech or it's through violence. And our Constitution says we prefer speech. We prefer the ability to bring all the ideas to the table, and then the best ones win out. But unfortunately, there is the progressive ideology today is if you disagree with those ideas, they are somehow deemed unworthy and shouldn't be heard, and so that's what we're trying to fight in college campuses today, and we're trying to build a culture of speech.
So it's
scary. It definitely is.
Well, let me give you an example here, Tyson, to react to. I won't tell you which of the super discount stores it is. But one that we frequent here down in the north part of Tampa, you walk in the front door and you got a gauntlet of three or four vendors as you're walking in. And the same three or four vendors are very determined. And I appreciate it. They have an absolute right, and I respect them trying to make a living. But one particular one is like a hound dog. I mean, I know they just came out of the latest Tommy Hopkins sales school because until they get you to say no three times, I mean, they're walking with you. Now, that irritates the fool out of me. But I tell myself, I just got to get over it. You know, that person has a right to try and sell something. maybe I'd like to pull them aside and say, you know what, a little less aggressiveness, you might close more deals. But when I look at what this young lad was exposed to and how many times it were out in public when somebody irritates us, how about when somebody uses, well, let's just say one of those words that initials do real well at. We go to theaters now, and the young people are throwing those words around left and right. Well, if we're going to apply this thing across the board, I mean, it's war with everybody. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. And I think that what we're trying to get not only the students but the faculty to understand is that, the only way that we're going to be able to bring a civilized discourse back to our society is to respect the right that others have, the right to have their opinions, and they have the right to be wrong. They have that right, and they have the right to express those opinions. And if we want the right to express our opinions, then we need to grant that same right to others. And that's really all we're asking for. You know, you may not, maybe you don't, you know, your thing is not to go out and preach the gospel in public. Well, that's fine, but that's what Chike feels like he was called to do. And the same thing, if, you know, you may not like salesmen on the sidewalk, but, that is their right. And so, I think we will have a much more peaceful society. And we'll have a lot more peace ourselves if we just come to the realization that everyone has these rights, and that's a much better alternative than you can go up to Europe today. Europe has all kinds of hate laws, hate speech laws. They have blasphemy laws where you can be thrown in jail for a social media post. We have an ADF International group, and these things are going on every day over in Europe. So we need to be thankful for the First Amendment, that we have these robust protections, and that the government can't just come in and throw you in jail because somebody else was offended. And so, you know, the First Amendment is not a partisan issue. It is a amendment that protects everybody's speech, left and right. And we need to zealously protect that no matter who's speaking.
That's right. Well, hey, pass it along to, is it Cheek? Is it Cheek?
Chike.
Chike. Passing on to Chike that my grandfather was a street preacher in Missoula, Montana, back in the 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And I know he got heckled in the whole nine yards. My mother would tell me the stories. But you tell him to keep sharing the gospel. Keep sharing the gospel in public places. And I want to keep an eye on this story and any other stories where people are shut down in a public square. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate him. And my friend Tyson Langhofer, please, please keep up the good work that you're doing there at Alliance Defending Freedom, and we'll continue to watch this case as well.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a great day, my friend.
You too.
God bless. Ay, 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 ay. What are we doing today in America? Another example of, hey, we have free speech unless I disagree with your speech. Phone lines are open. Thoughts or comments, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Your thoughts about being able to share the gospel or any other message or even a salesman. Want to keep free speech alive? Give me a call. I'm Bill Bunkley. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
Join Mike Gallagher for the Stand With Israel Tour. Call to book 800-247-1899 or click Stand With Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Saturday afternoons at 4:30. Join Pastor John Couch for This Day in the Word.
He blesses those who diligently, they are focused. They got missile lock. They're dialed in. They're going after God, who seek Him, who run hard after Him, who love Him, who live for Him.
This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch. Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. I want to remind you that I didn't give the website for the ADF during the last segment. If you want to connect with Tyson Langhofer or the work of the Alliance Defending Freedom, that website is adflegal.com. That's adflegal.com. And I like to always give you that resource in following up. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that topic. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Let's go to Sarasota, Florida. Greg is standing by for the Bill Bunkley Show. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Bunkley. I had a question. I don't know if you know the answer to it or not, but I always like to flip things around and look at it from the opposite.
Yes, sir.
So I'm wondering, do you think that Liberty University or any Christian university would welcome a Muslim speaker who is discussing the merits of Sharia law on their campus?
They already have.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering. And they allow that?
Yeah, if you'll, and I'm just saying that not to be flippant, but
I don't know.
Liberty has been criticized because they've had speakers on their campus. And one was an imam, I believe. I could be wrong. You can correct me tomorrow. But very quickly, as far as Liberty, I believe they have. Now, there's a whole lot of other, and I'm trying to take both sides of this, Greg. There's a whole lot of others who may not, but I know it's not exactly such a foreign concept. But I would say in the same way, if there was a Muslim imam, I would say that if you were sharing Christ in a public place, and that if an imam or a Hindu or any other faith strolled up and wanted to engage you about their particular belief system, I say both of you are protected. And the rule I've used in Tallahassee over two decades, and many others have coined this from time to time, you know, if we've got to disagree, let's disagree agreeably. But that's part of the whole idea about what a university, especially a university campus, is supposed to be all about. It's the freedom of expression of ideas, even if you don't agree. But
I think
it has been done. And by the way, I tell you that it should be done. And even in an academic setting to where you have someone who's going to be defending the Christian faith and the imam and the students can come and hear both arguments, because the truth is the truth. And that's the way I feel as a Christ follower. You don't have to yell and scream. And if it gets tough, well, it's tough because no one's screaming at you. It's just tough because the way it's affecting your heart.
Right, right. Along the same lines, I was sort of wondering if you know whether Alabama has a death penalty.
I would be very surprised if they don't, but I don't have the answer to the question. In fact, what we'll do is, top of the next hour, I know Michael's probably already looking into it. We'll get that out in the next hour. But I would be very surprised if they don't, just given the very conservative state, the very conservative majority there in Alabama.
I was going with that.
I'm sorry. Say again. Say again.
I'm sorry, you know where I was going with that idea. In other words, if
yes.
they have the death penalty, then it seems a little bit, you know, bordering on hypocritical about the abortion.
Well, I know that in their release, they talked about the fact that it was 99 years. There was three categories. I don't recall the first one that I just reported on. But it was something, and then 99 years, and then it was life. So what I'm saying is, in the bill that just passed, it didn't say capital punishment, but it did have 99 years or life. So I don't know whether that is indicated in other areas they have the death penalty or not. But this bill would, if you were the abortion doctor or provider, you know, you'd really be in jail a long time. But I don't think that, at least in this bill, per the published news report, that it's capital punishment.
But my point is that if they have the death penalty in Alabama,
yes, sir,
then isn't the whole thing about, you know, life is sacred and God-given and all those things, isn't that a little bit hypocritical then to have the death penalty?
Well, I tell you what, my colleagues in Tallahassee and around the country, for those who are the Catholic faith, and you have, the Catholic Conference in Tallahassee, I will tell you that they always object to the governor when a governor signs a death warrant, and they always object to anything that might suggest of any pro-life legislation that there's anything to do with the death penalty. So your sharing is a view held by a wide sway of folks, particularly Catholics. And so there's plenty of voices out there that agree with that premise.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Greg. Hey, thanks for a thoughtful conversation, and you're always welcome to come back, and appreciate you sharing with us today. So we'll see if we can get the answer to that. I know that this bill, the two news reports that I've been trying to keep up with it, neither one of them call for the death penalty on the abortion bill. Well, I'm going to be heading over to exclusively our Faith Talk signal. That's 570 AM or 910 AM, 570 throughout most of West Central Florida. And reminding you that please give us a call right now. Each ultrasound is $28. That number is 833-850-2229. We'll also be talking about salvation with our special guest. So, more of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. Come on over and stay a while. I'll be right back.
In the last 7 years, Autoglass America has paid out over $2 million buying back damaged windshields. Some people think this is too good to be true, but just ask any of Autoglass America's over 70,000 customers. If your windshield is chipped or cracked, call us. We'll buy it back. No gimmicks, no hassle, no fuss, no muss. Just cash in your pocket with a brand new windshield. Autoglass America at 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we buy it back. Period.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com. A service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump's latest immigration proposal calls for a dramatic shift in the green card system.
Our plan includes a sweeping modernization of our dysfunctional legal immigration process. It is totally dysfunctional. The system will finally be fair, transparent, and promote equality and opportunity for all.
The president spoke in the Rose Garden earlier this afternoon. One of the contested proposals would shift green card priority away from relatives of people already in the U.S. toward those with high-level skills, degrees, and existing job offers. Mr. Trump says he wants to recruit top talent to the nation. Administration officials say the plan would create a points-based visa system similar to those used by Canada and other countries. A Missouri bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy, just one step away from going to Governor Mike Parson. Republican-led Senate passed the legislation earlier today. It now needs just a final vote from the Republican-led House. A Trump business financial disclosure shows steady income at major locations.
The reports are less specific than tax records, listing revenues rather than profits. The report shows revenue held steady last year at several of the president's major hotels and resorts. His hotel close to here at the White House generated nearly $41 million, up less than a half million from last year. Revenue at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida dropped by more than $2 million, while it was up about $1 million at his Doral Club in Miami.
Correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Meanwhile, Trump administration today pulls nearly $1 billion from California's high-speed rail plan, says the state abandoned its original version. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Facebook says it's identified a private Israel-based influence campaign aimed at disrupting elections in various countries.
Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy says the tech giant has purged 65 accounts, 161 pages, and dozens of groups. He says they primarily posed as political candidates and peddled fake news about elections, mostly in sub-Saharan African countries and with some scattered activity in Southeast Asia. The pages racked up 2.8 million followers and hundreds of thousands of views. He says Facebook has banned Archimedes, an Israeli company that was behind the influence campaign. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Democratic lawmakers are again proposing to legalize marijuana in Delaware, an idea still opposed by Democratic Governor John Carney. Check out breaking news and read the latest analysis, both at townhall.com. Federal investigators say a Tesla Model S involved in a fatal crash with a semi-trailer in Florida on March 1st was operating on the company's semi-autonomous autopilot system. It drove beneath the trailer, killing the driver, in a crash that's strikingly similar to one that happened on the other side of Florida in 2016, also involving the use of an autopilot. In both cases, neither the driver nor the autopilot system stopped the trailers.
Critic David Friedman, who used to be the acting administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, now works for Consumer Reports. He said that the system literally can't see the broadside of an 18-wheeler turning in front of it, and he wonders if the government should declare it defective and seek a recall.
Correspondent Tom Krischer reports that Tesla's maintained the system's designed only to assist drivers who must still pay attention at all times and be ready to intervene. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Bill Bunkley Show. We're live this afternoon. And for those of you joining us exclusively on our Faith Talk 57910, it's always just an absolute blessing to have you with us and gives us an opportunity to go a little bit deeper and a little more focused on our Christian worldview and how we process not only the news, the issues, the disputes of the day, but also just so important that with many of you listening today who maybe are working out your salvation or working out a prodigal situation where you want to come back to the Lord, this is going to be a great day because coming up a little bit later on the program, we're going to be talking with Dr. Richard T. Heiss. He has written a book, What is Salvation? Why is it important? How is it accomplished? The title of the book is Full Salvation, God's Grace, Promises, and Expectations. That's coming up later on in the program. I also want to just take a moment for those of you that were listening during the last hour. We had Greg from Sarasota was making some poignant points, if you will, about Alabama law and Alabama's new very, very anti-abortion law with no exceptions for rape and incest. He asked the question about Alabama and whether they had the death penalty or not. Now, I don't necessarily always just go to Wikipedia, but this is sort of a straightforward question, so I can answer that question, and that is Alabama, according to Wikipedia, Alabama passed legislation reinstating the use of the death penalty on March 25, 1976. And that is when Alabama's legislature passed and Governor George Wallace signed a new death penalty statute. All executions in Alabama occur at Holman Prison. And from 1983 to April of 2018, Alabama has executed 63 people. So, yes, the answer is Alabama does have a death penalty. However, the Alabama abortion law that is in the focus in the topic today, the death penalty, though the penalties are very, very, very tough. First of all, let me just say that if you are the woman who sought or received the abortion in Alabama, There's absolutely none, zero penalties against you, regardless of the situation. All the penalties would be for the abortion provider, which would be the abortion doctor and the people at the abortion clinic and ownership of that clinic. They are subject to the harshest penalties, 99 years or life. But again, not the death penalty. If you're just joining us, I mentioned this at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, but I know that we have so many people joining us, and I just wanted to quickly say again, thank you to the Joy Ministry, the senior ministry at Ottawa Baptist Church. Today was their monthly senior ministry, and I was very humbled. I spoke today on, of course, a topic that's close to my heart, entitled A Bend in the Road. And it is my personal testimony about my ongoing battle with cancer. And most of you know, if not, I was diagnosed with leukemia and had a bone marrow transplant last September. And so I've got a few years of the fight that happens after a transplant with graft and host issues, rejection issues. But I want to just tell you, some folks that I've known for years and years, 230 to 250 people were in attendance with the luncheon today, and Mrs. Bunkley was with me. It was a great encouragement. So if you were there listening today, as so many of you do, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you were not, I just want to give a shout out to our precious seniors. Ottawa Baptist Church happens to be my home church, but my sharing about my experience is certain something that I've just opened up to be able to be available for, and so I just want to say thanks. Well, phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. We've been talking a lot about life, and I'm going to be talking about life, but I'm going to be talking about life on the other end of life. And we've got a story out of Texas that I think that we ought to talk about today. With so much happening over the fight for life in terms of the period between conception and birth, and of course that's the pro-life on the front end, we have to keep our eye, especially as so much of our population is entering into the golden years with the silver hair, and of course I like that generation because so much of the wisdom of living a life and the counsel you can receive from our folks who've lived many, many years, especially those who are Christ followers, it is just impeccable. So we're going to talk about something, and if you remember who Terry Schiavo was, and I was very much involved with that fight for life many, many years ago on behalf of kind of the go-between at times between the governor's office and certainly the Florida House of Representatives. We've got another one to kind of look at today because, again, with the baby boomers getting older, we're going to have as many of these in dispute, if not more, than what we're having now with the pro-life beginning of life. But, you know, with it being so much the attention before the American people, what better time could you join us as we've joined Preborn Ministries in providing free ultrasounds right here in the Bay Area, Tampa Bay Area, Sarasota, Bradenton, right here to some of our crisis pregnancy centers who are in cooperation with Preborn. Just a one-time gift of $28. $28 will provide an ultrasound. And we know from local statistics that of women who go to a crisis pregnancy center, 9 out of 10 of those women, once they see their little boy, their little girl, once they hear that heartbeat, 9 out of 10 statistically will choose life. Well, you know, you could be responsible. You could be the person with a gift of $28 could make a difference. And I always mention two other areas because folks have wanted to do a little bit more who are so inclined to stand with so many of us who have stood with this station. Understand that you can multiply times 28 how many ultrasounds you'd like to provide. But a couple suggestions are if you know, if you ask the Lord what he would have you do with his money, and if you're a practicing Christian, you know that he owns it all. He owns 100% of whatever you own. And as you give that tithe is not the only part that belongs to the Lord. It all belongs to the Lord. So I'd ask you, as a Christ follower, ask the Lord if he would have you give $28 out of his supply to you, as you are a steward of all of his funds. Would he have you give $28 to have a young lady or a woman get a free look at her son or daughter and that heartbeat? And possibly ask him, would you have us do five ultrasounds? That's a one-time tax-deductible gift of $140. Or ask Jesus if he would have you do 10. And especially what a blessing knowing that out of 10, out of a one-time gift tax-deductible of $280, you're going to be able to share with your spouse and your family that statistically, according to Saul Pitchon right here with New Life Solutions, You cover those 10 ultrasounds, 9 out of 10. Who knows? It may be the next president of the United States. Could be a college professor at a Christian college or secular college. Who knows? Police chief. Who knows that a young lady will be given ongoing counsel on how to have that baby, if you're going to put it up for adoption or have your family members agree to take over the raising of the child. You know, there's options. And so right now, how many ultrasounds could you provide during the next segment? Now, right now, that number is 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-BABY, 833-850-2229. Or you can also go right now to Let's Talk Faith and click on the preborn banner and give securely online. And so I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to come back and talk about a situation where a death panel is forcibly removing a woman from life support. Time is running out. Headline is, this is murder. Phone lines are also open, 877-943-9673. But would you stand with the Bill Bunkley Show? Stand with Bill Bunkley. Stand with your contribution today to the preborn. 833-850-2229. How many ultrasounds could you cover? I'll be right back.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
The reason your relationship can't grow is you have an account of offenses. You have to close out the offense account and open a grace account.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins. Weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Well, I want to tell you that certainly speaks to your host this afternoon. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Hey, I want to remind you that you may be listening this afternoon and you are considering the claims of Jesus Christ. You are considering what he may or may not have to offer you in terms of salvation, in terms of eternal life in heaven. Or you may have walked closely with the Lord at one time and drifted for whatever reason, and you're re-examining the claims of Christ. Hey, don't go away, because coming up a little bit past the bottom of the hour, Dr. Richard T. Heiss is going to be here, has written a new book. We'll talk about full salvation, God's grace, God's promises, and expectations. You know, the pillar of salvation is, again, the peace of God. His grace doesn't hate you. He loves you. He wants you to come to him, wants you to have personal peace. And, you know, to learn how to quit chasing happiness, happiness based on happenings, but to embrace and understand what joy in him is all about. And hope. Hope for that eternal life in heaven. You know, you may have questions about eternal security. You might have heard that there's a mansion in heaven that will be awaiting you. You just don't believe it. You've also heard that the Holy Spirit will actually come and enter your life. And you've got those ultimate promises, including, will you see your loved ones who have trusted him? Will you really see them ahead in heaven? And what's this about crowns? Well, so much to find in the book Full Salvation by Dr. Richard T. Heiss. He'll be with us. And if you're at any point of questioning in your relationship with him, well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a great segment coming up. Hey, I want to remind you that there's a Better Together Girlfriend Getaway. That's right. Ladies, this is just for you to celebrate the brand new original television show I've been talking about for a couple of weeks, Better Together, which you can tune in for every weekday afternoon at 1:30 on TBN, and we're going to give you an opportunity, someone to win our Better Together Girlfriend Getaway Sweepstakes, and this is for you and three of your friends. It includes round-trip airfare for all four of you, accommodations for all four of you, a $500 Visa gift card for all of you, that's four, You're going to get a spa treatment. Lauren Daigle is going to be in concert, and you'll get tickets to see her, and you're going to get a Better Together gift bag. Now, you can enter each and every day, starting today, at our website, letstalkfaith.com, all the way through June 30th. So what I would do is line up you and your three girlfriends. You all commit to going to letstalkfaith.com once a month. That's four chances each day. Multiply that for all the days left for not just May, into May, but June 30th, and increase your odds. Now, this is a nationwide contest, so keep that in mind. But I invite you to try and see if you can win a getaway with between you and your girlfriends. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. Emily Jones is sourcing this story with CBN. And I want to just spend a few moments talking about the other end of the pro-life movement, and that is euthanasia. In Texas, a woman was forced off of life support. That same woman is fighting for her life to stay alive. Carolyn Jones, 61 years of age, went to Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston back in November of last year to receive treatment for a stroke she suffered the year before. She has been in this hospital since November of last year. On May 3rd, her family was notified that the hospital's ethics committee, they decided it was time to remove her life support. And that, listen carefully, without the permission of her family. You see, there's a law in Texas called the Advanced Directives Act, also known as the 10-day rule. And this gives the hospital authority to take patients off life support without consulting their families. Sounds kind of cruel, doesn't it? Cruel and unusual activity. The hospital will give them a 10-day notice. During those short 10 days, families can move their loved ones to another treatment facility. Unfortunately here, the Jones family doesn't have the cash. They cannot afford to transfer Carolyn to a second hospital. She has a daughter named Kina. She shared with Houston's 12 News that the doctors removed her ventilator 2 o'clock in the afternoon this past Monday. To everyone's surprise, Carolyn Jones continued breathing on her own. Now, this story posted today, and as far as her daughter Kina, she said she's still breathing. They've taken her off the ventilator, and she's still breathing. The hospital has refused to give Jones any life-saving treatment, including having her respiratory secretions sucked off, the suction tube. Kina told the Daily Wire there in Texas, the hospital basically pulled her off and left. No doctor came in to check her vitals or anything. Because my mom did not pass away, they are pulling away other things so she does pass away. I am watching my mom fight for her life. This is murder. Kina says doctors also took her mom off dialysis, a treatment she had before suffering a stroke. Texas Right to Life enters the story, and their spokesman says the hospital is only allowing 2 people in Jones' room and has banned all cell phones from the hospital room. Now, what does that have to do? What does that have to do with pulling of her treatment? Is the hospital afraid to let others see and other people commenting on maybe a cell phone video of what's happening. Despite the hospital decision, Kina says her mom is relatively responsive and will look at you when you say her name, and she will follow you with her eyes. Imagine, because I've been there. The Terry Schiavo case gave me an education that will last for a lifetime. Every time I hear of someone who's been in a coma for any period of time other than short term, and then they just come out of the coma and they're talking, I mean, there's always that question in the back of my mind. Kina has created a GoFundMe account to raise money for her mom's transfer to another facility. They have been a facility to come, there have been a facility to come forth and agree to accept Mrs. Jones and provide care, but this requires funding. Please find it in your heart to help Mrs. Jones stays alive, according to the GoFundMe page. Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital told 12 News in a statement that they are unable to commit specifically on Jones' case due to privacy laws. How convenient. Those are HIPAA laws, and the hospital does not have to defend anything publicly. Now, the hospital says, we understand how painful it can be when difficult medical decisions must be made, and our hearts go out to families in these circumstances. I wonder, do you really? Because, folks, understand this is a dollars and cents issue. She's been there since November 2018. The hospital, clearly they don't have money. This is an indigent case. Clearly the hospital wants to rid the drain of revenue for this person. Now, on Tuesday, the Texas Senate passed a bill to remove the 10-day rule called Senate Bill 2089. Carolyn's husband, the patient, Donald Jones, hopes it will help other families in this situation. This is not right for the people to be able to make a decision for anyone to live or die when they are alive. Now, I just want to tell you, knowing that Texas law could soon change, at the very least, the humane thing could be for this hospital to say, we are going to put a moratorium on the 10-day rule pending what the state Texas legislature decides on the issue. And if I was in Texas, that's what I would be asking pro-life people to come to the hospital and to stand for her. And again, I'm assuming these reports are accurate, that she responds to her name, she follows you around the room. I know what the experts are going to say on the other side, that she's just responding to something moving, and, you know, could be true, could not be true. But you know what? As long as I have a breath, from the beginning of life to the end of life, I'm going to side on the side of life. All right, I'm going to take a break. We'll check in with SRN News. How sure are you of your salvation? How sure would you like to be? Well, don't touch that dial. Coming up next, Dr. Richard T. Heiss has written a brand new book, Full Salvation, and you just might want to pick up a copy of this book if you have those questions, because it is organized expertly, and I think it would help you. For others who are sure of your salvation, this would be a great tool to help you with others. I'm Bill Bunkley. Don't go away. We'll be right back. To my knees.
W262CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says if Democrats won't adopt his merit-based immigration plan, he'll get it passed after the election. Mr. Trump this afternoon unveiled his proposal in a Rose Garden news conference, saying he wants to recruit the most brilliant people to live in the U.S. through a system that rewards talent and brains. A Missouri bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy, just one step away from going to Governor Mike Parson. The Republican-led Senate passed the legislation earlier today. It now needs just a final vote from the Republican-led House. British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed to give a timetable next month for her resignation, raising the prospect that Britain will get a new prime minister before it leaves the European Union, which is currently scheduled for October 31st of this year. May coming to pressure from her party. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300. Or go to TravelCats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at TravelCats.com. That's cats with a K. TravelCats.com.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You have to keep in mind how utterly repulsive and evil your fleshly desires really are. You have to hate those ungodly desires and see them for the wicked nature that's theirs.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, he will lift you up on wings like eagles. And I can tell you that my testimony, as I shared today on a topic among some seniors, a bend in the road, which is an opportunity to talk about when things come along, when you have a stroke or where you have a loved one or blindsided by divorce. You get that bend in the road that you weren't expecting, and, you know, the Lord is there. And whether you go through a long process, there might be days that where you think you've been abandoned, but you're not abandoned because Jesus is standing right next to you. And that is the hope that we all have who are followers of Christ. We are standing by for Dr. Richard Heise to join us to talk about his book, Full Salvation. But before we do that, just reminding you that you got a few more minutes to stand with us right here at Let's Talk Faith, Salem Media, right here in Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota, Brayden, West Central Florida. And that is standing with the Preborn Ministry, because right now, for every $28, you will provide a woman or young lady with an ultrasound. And during this segment, it'd be great if maybe, you know, three or four of you would step up and join others who have gotten involved with this project, and what a worthy project it is. $28, you can provide an ultrasound for a young woman, a lady who might be abortion-minded. You can do one for five girls and five women for $140. That's a one-time gift. Or you could, you know, follow statistics and do 10 girls and women for a one-time gift of $240. The bottom line is, if you only do half, do half. Whatever you can do, the Lord would bless that. But I would ask this audience, go to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, I know that I'm the steward of your resources. A, is this a wise place to invest your resources? And B, Lord, for $28 per ultrasound, saving these children, how many would you like me to invest in out of the supply you've given me? That number to call after you get done having that conversation with the Lord is 833-850-BABY. That's right, toll free, 833-850-2229. Letstalkfaith.com. Click on the Preborn banner if you'd like to do that at our website. Well, as we wait for Dr. Richard Heise, let me just tell you a little about his book. Full Salvation is the name of the book, God's Grace, Promises, and Expectations. It's actually been produced by ZulonPress.com. That's ZulonPress.com. The reason why I mentioned that is Zulon Press is part of the Salem Media umbrella of services. They are a sister organization, our publishing arm, sister organization to Salem Media here in West Central Florida. But there's been a lot of books written on salvation, but I want to tell you that how Dr. Heise has laid out this book through the various chapters. First of all, it's very easy to read. And the communication, the language within the book, he breaks down so many different sub areas of things to consider. I'll give you a little bit of a taste here. And again, we're hoping and anticipating that Dr. Heise will be joining us since he is Professor Emeritus of Marketing at Texas A&M University. Mike, I hope that he has calculated that we are on Eastern time and not on Central time. That happens every few months. But to give you an idea, chapter one, talking about salvation, is the introduction. And, you know, the real important point here is, what is the most important decision that you will ever make? Well, it's the decision of whether to accept the promises of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as the promises of, for those of us who are believers in Christ, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we're talking about the full salvation that he gives us and he guarantees us if we put our life and trust it in him. Chapter 2, God's provision for a sinful man or a sinful woman. You're going to learn about God's love. You're going to find out how anyone can be saved. And they don't have to do certain things before they get saved. They just have to give their life to Christ, repent of their sins, move forward. And when you talk about the Old Testament law and the New Testament salvation, you'll learn that the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. And as our Jewish friends are looking for the first arrival of the Messiah, we know that the Messiah has already come once, and we are awaiting his return. And that is the whole story of the New Testament. And then you will learn about the Holy Spirit in this book. And I want to tell you, it's laid out greatly. But since we have Dr. Richard T. Heiss with us right now, without any further delay, let's go ahead and get him in as we've got a little bit of a time crunch here. Dr. Heiss, I've been talking about your book in an overview, Full Salvation, but thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I've been touting your book, Dr. Heiss, because of the way you laid it out and how clearly you share about salvation. But, boy, there's been an awful lot of books written about salvation, salvation, and yours is Full Salvation. What was it that the Lord led you to grasp onto that your ability to talk about this topic led you to write this book?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to learn more about the whole salvation process, and not just salvation from the standpoint of, as you see in a lot of Christian books today, you know, I was a sinner and then I was saved, but there's more to it than that. There's man's input, there's God's, what God imputes to us through that process, like holiness, justification, sanctification, redemption, and so on. And I wanted to view salvation as a multifaceted process, so because of that, I also get into what are the Lord's promises to us and what are his expectations of us, and I've got separate chapters on both of those.
That's why I believe, Dr. Heiss, it is so well laid out, because usually when those of us who are Christ believers and we are active in our evangelical efforts, a lot of times we're just sharing the basics of coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
In those areas, there's a lot of subcategories, and what I like about your book is, from soup to nuts, from the first chapter all the way on, you build on the various aspects of salvation. And if someone, first of all, if you were a new believer, hadn't ever really been exposed to the scripture, you'd have to do a whole lot of research to put all this together if you wanted answers for everything. If that was just the way you are, maybe there's a listener listening today, I really want to know more foundational. Your book just lays out in an executive, memo sort of a thing. It really goes through all aspects of the salvation dynamics, but it gives you an opportunity to not get bogged down in a lot of theological level rhetoric or news, I should say, or facts.
Right.
I finally got the right word there. The facts.
You're like me. I got to hunt for them a lot of times myself.
Yeah, it's an easy read. Talk about that, because I think this is going to be a great resource for folks that want to really drill down deep before they make that decision.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote it. I thought it could be a witnessing tool, and I think you've suggested that.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
The Great Commission. But obviously there are a lot more obligations that we have as Christians beyond witnessing.
In each chapter, and I'm just going to randomly, let's see here. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm just opening up the book. Chapter 4, Man's Participation in Salvation.
Right.
Great question. What do I have to do? Each chapter is like that. Talk about that, because that lets us drill down about what this commitment is asking us to do from the Holy Scriptures.
Well, I think that one of the main things that man has to do is he has to come to the realization that he's a sinner. There's only one way he can be saved. And I think a major component of that is, and a lot of people kind of shove this in the background, but I think a major component is belief.
Yes.
And you have to believe that Christ is the only way to salvation, that he's the Son of God, that he died for our sins and was buried and was resurrected. And interesting about belief, the scripture says that even Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him until after the resurrection.
Yes, true.
So that indicates how strong a component belief is.
And when you talk about that, and especially for new believers trying to get there, I know my mom for years, who was really a very intelligent woman, was very much into science and then questioning Darwinism versus supernatural belief in Jesus
uh-huh.
Christ. She struggled for years before she came to the Lord, and that's why I'm excited about this. Now, you write about two or three concepts in each chapter, which is really a breakdown of salvation. And just even looking at the cover of your book, I mean, I could have a great conversation on full salvation just by the topics that you have in the cross. And by the way, if you're just joining us, go to ZulonPress.com. That's ZulonPress.com, where you can take a look at Dr. Richard Heiss's book, Full Salvation. And it's a little bit interesting. You spell that X-U-L-O-N Press, all one word, X-U-L-O-N Press.com. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, as well as check out the book as Full Salvation. But you really covered on the front page, but the whole idea here is you're right. If I was sharing the gospel, I might even consider getting 8 or 10 copies of these to have on board. And so when I know someone's very, very interested, hey, you want to take it to the next level? Here, let me walk you through this. I'm sure that's part of what you had in mind.
Yeah, and kind of a side point here about witnessing. I think when you witness, you need to be recognizant or recognize what the Holy Spirit is drawing you to or to whom you're being drawn to. And I've got an interesting example of this. I was in academia for years, and a colleague of mine called me one day. He had moved on to another university and said he'd become a Christian, and his church sent him out on a mission trip to one of the North African countries. I will not name the country. And Ted was concerned because he knew not one word of Arabic. But guess what? Every person that the Holy Spirit led him to witness to could speak English.
Wow. That's the way the supernatural works. And I tell you what, that's why you need to check out a copy of Full Salvation, because once you grasp the concepts that are in the whole salvation question, things change. Now, by the way, I wanted to mention, since we got a little late start, that Dr. Heiss is the author of The War Against Men, as well as A Christian View of the War Against Islam. Now, in addition to you being able to pick up a copy of Full Salvation at ZulonPress.com, that's X-U-L-O-N-Press.com, I want to ask Dr. Heiss real quickly. We've got like a minute and a half left. You're working on yet another book, and some folks may not know what the Ashes of the Red Heifer is all about, but you're working on a novel, The Quest for the Ashes of the Red Heifer. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, actually, I've got it finished, so if any of your listeners are publishers or no publishers, I would appreciate, you know, being contacted. But the biblical support for most of that book is the 19th chapter of Numbers, where God tells Moses and Aaron to institute this sacrifice of the red heifer. And the ashes are to be kept and commingled with the next time that this sacrifice is done. This is a type of Christ. And no one knows in the novel where these ashes are located. But the country that controls these, that has them, really controls the world in the end times. So what I have done is I have ran looking for these ashes, the Israeli Mossad, our CIA, and then professors of archaeology and ancient history from the University of Pennsylvania hunting for these ashes. And, of course, at the end, they find the ashes. And obviously, there's a lot more to it. But anyway, that's kind of an overview. I don't want to run you, you know, past what little time we have left.
So. Yes. In fact, we're coming up on the end. And again, the book, the next book is The Quest for the Ashes of the Red Heifer. And, of course, if anyone, if you're a publisher, happen to be listening this afternoon, or anyone else, Dr. Richard Heiss would love to hear from you. Well, Dr. Heiss, thank you so much. And again, the book, and I'd recommend this book, especially for those of you who are witnessing your faith in an evangelical sense. The name of the book is Full Salvation, God's Grace, Promises, and Expectations by Dr. Richard T. Heiss. You can go to Zulon Press to find out more about it. That's xulonpress.com, xulonpress.com. Dr. Heiss, good to have you with us this afternoon, my friend, and best wishes on this and the next book.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me on. You have a great day.
You too. God bless. All right, that'll wrap up this Thursday edition of Bill Bunkley Show. Coming up next, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on his Living Truth Ministry, Firing Up Your Faith, Firing Up Your Faith. That's part 4 of 5. Until tomorrow at 4, I'm Bill Bunkley. God bless and good night.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.